National Committee's decision to host a mass and reception for the new House chaplain yesterday sparked conflict yet again, prompting Democrats to accuse Republicans of politicizing the already sensitive religious post. Republican National Committee officials decided to honor Coughlin, a conservative priest from Chicago, with a mass and reception at St. Peter's Church on Capitol Hill last night. The Republican National Committee, which launched a Catholic task force last September, has intensified its outreach to Catholics since the dispute over the House chaplain's choice and the GOP presidential candidate George Bush's visit to Bob Jones University, a South Carolina school known for its anti-Catholic teachings. So there's a couple things going on there. They're mentioning the Republicans are trying to make amends with the Catholics because of George Bush visiting Bob Jones University and a Catholic university, and also they're mentioning the uproar over wanting a Catholic to be the chaplain in the Congress, and that's all worthy of understanding. But what I want you to see now is the statement that is made. This is the significant part of this article. Now, this is the head of the Republican National Committee. The Republican, even though it's slight, the Republicans control the Congress of the United States. They control it pretty soundly in the House of Representatives and by one vote in the Senate. But nevertheless, this is the majority of the Congress of the United States, and the speaking of the nation is an action of its legislative branch, okay? Now remember, the Republicans, the Christian Coalition is part of the Republican Party, and the Christian Coalition arrived at its position of power in the Republican Party and the Congress in 1995. Okay? This is his statement in this article. "We are communicating the way we've been voting for the last 5 years," Paulet said. "Since we took the majority in 1995, we've had a 100% Catholic voting record, and Democrats have been on the wrong side of the issue." Representative Timothy J. Romer suggested that Republicans were trying to counter the negative publicity surrounding their initial decision to pick a Presbyterian instead of a Catholic. "It is becoming more," and this is this Timothy Romer, "it is becoming more and more obvious that they are admitting that they made a mistake and they're overreaching, doing Catholic resolution and Catholic masses and Catholic legislation almost on a daily basis." And the one Republican responded, it's a very appropriate traditional Catholic thing to do," said Melody, who served as ambassador to the Vatican. Brothers and sisters, the United States, one of the